आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
तमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा
गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं, नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं, शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं, गोविन्दं परमानन्दं, सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो इन आवर लास्ट सेशन वी हैव सीन दैट वी हैव गॉट टू टाइप्स ऑफ एजिटेशन इन माइंड। One is sukh anveshan and another is dukh pariharya. Sukh anveshan means I want sukh, 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 worldly sukh. We are talking about the worldly sukh. Sukh anveshan and dukh pariharya. Dukh should all go away. So for sukh anveshan, we said what qualifications should be applied? Vivek, vairagya, sama, dama, uparati. So whenever your mind is trying to find out sukh in the world, immediately start thinking vivek, is it nitya or anitya? If it is anitya, vairagya will come. When vairagya will come, the control of mind will happen. When the control of mind happens, the indriya also withdraws. Then uparati is normal. And dukh pariharya, sorrow is coming, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't. At that time, titiksha. Always think about the titiksha. So sukh anveshan and dukh pariharya, we have to deal in this way. Then after that comes shraddha.
शास्त्रस्य गुरुवाक्यस्य,
शास्त्रस्य गुरुवाक्यस्य, सत्यबुद्ध्यावधारणा सा श्रद्धा कथिता सद्भिः यया वस्तु उपलभ्यते शास्त्रस्य गुरुवाक्यस्य सत्यबुद्ध्यावधारणा सा श्रद्धा कथिता सद्भिः यया वस्तु उपलभ्यते.
The definition of Shraddha given in Tattvabodh by Shankaracharya was that Guru Vedanta Vakyadisu Vishwasah Shraddha. Guru Vedanta Vakya Adi. What was that Adi? Adi. We have studied Shraddha in Ishwar also. Adi represents Ishwar. So Vishwas, faith in Guru, in Shastra, and in Ishwar. Three things. But the vital point here is yaya vastu upalabhyate. He never said there while he was giving definition in Tattvabodha. Here he writes yaya vastu upalabhyate, and yaya vastu upalabhyate has not been mentioned in Vivek, Vairagya, Sam, Dham, Uparati, Titiksha. It is not said there. Yaya vastu upalabhyate, by which you will get vastu. Vastu means the truth, the reality. And in our scripture, in our Dhatma scripture, vastu means truth, reality. We have seen vastu siddhi vicharena na kinchit karma koti bhi. In verse number 11, we have seen vastu means reality, truth. If we have got shraddha, vastu will be there. You will get straight way. No shraddha, no vastu. No truth, no reality. Who says this thing? Shankaracharya says that. And Lord has also said in Bhagavad Gita, Shraddhavan lavate jnanam tatpara sanyate indriya jnanam labdha param santim achirenam adigacchati. Shraddhavan lavate jnanam. If you have got shraddha, then you will get jnana. Knowledge of self. But what we have to do? Sanyat indriya. First we have to control your all senses. Sanyat indriya. And tatpara. You have to act also according to the guidance given by Guru and as per the Shastra. Mere belief will not do. You have to believe and act. Two things are there. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying the same thing. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam sanyat indriya. When the indriyas are controlled, your organs of perception are controlled, when samdham and all everything is there, they are sanyat indriya. Tatpara. And you are putting in effort also for reaching the goal. Then you will get jnanam labdha param shanti. When you get the knowledge, param shanti. That peace will remain with you, permanent peace. It's not the temporary peace you are getting. Permanent peace, santim, adhigacchati, when you will get. Achirena. There is no delay. The moment you get the jnana, the santi is there. Immediately. Jnana means santi, santi means jnana. If the santi has come, the jnana has come. Kata. Suppose I don't have shraddha. What will happen? The Lord says, agya cha asraddhadanascha sansayatma vinasyati. In the next slok itself, Lord says, if you have got shraddha, you will get vastu, you will get jnanam, you will get santi. Suppose agya, agya means ignorant. Asraddhadana, I have got no faith. No faith. Then sansayatma, you are doubting. Sansayatma vinasyati. Vinasyati means you will not tread that path, you will remain ignorant and you will continue to do what you were doing, and the result will be birth and death cycle will continue. Na ayam lokosti na paro na sukham sansaya atmana. And sansaya atmana, na sukh here, not there. Very simple. And we can experience this in our life also. How? Suppose husband is supposed to come from the office at 5. He has not come. What happens? Immediately we start thinking. Doubt starts. Instead of husband, let us take spouse. Don't use the word husband. Husband or wife, anybody, not come in time. Then what will happen? Immediately doubt will, what happened? Kya ho gaya? Wo koi secretary ke saath mein chai peene to nahi gaye Starbucks mein? Sansay, doubt. Vinashyati. Vinashyati means, now your peace is gone. Your mind is agitated now. Sansayatma, continuously he remains agitated. So long the doubt is there, your mind is agitated continuously. No peace. Vinashyati. Lord says, this will happen. Who told this? Sa Shraddha Kathita Sadbihi. Sadbihi means the wise person, realized person has said so. Sad means good. Sadbhi means the good people. Those who have realized, the wise people, realized people have said so. Yaya Vastu Palabhyate. You see, we have got a Shraddha in our school teacher. When the school teacher writes on the whiteboard or blackboard, in our time there used to be blackboard and chalk. Now it is whiteboard. And the chalk has become black. When this is A, we don't doubt, we don't say this is B. Do we say? No. We have got Shraddha. Similarly, in the secular sciences also we have got the Shraddha. When the teacher says H2O is water, you accept it. Experiment it, you get the result. But you cannot get result in that way in case of Atman. You cannot get that result in that way. But if you go and ask an ignorant person, the Shastra is saying, the Guru is saying, you are Ananda Swarupa. Thousand times he is saying, you are Satchidananda, you are Brahma, you are Ananda Swarupa. Consult Agya. Agya means ignorant. He will prove that you are not Ananda Swarupa, you are Dukkha Swarupa. He will say, have you ever experienced Ananda? Your Ananda is always pretty. Most of the time we are Dukkha, you are Dukkha Swarupa, you are not Ananda Swarupa, you are Dukkha Swarupa. So where will you go to check this up, whether I am Ananda Swarupa or not? Answer is Shastra. It is said, Shastra will guide you. Sasanat iti Shastra. Shastra will guide me. It will tell me, it will rule me, it will govern me, it will decide me, it will guide me in the Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. Shastra will tell me, this is the path, you have to do the Sravan, you have to come to the Satsang, you have to listen about it. Why you have to listen about it? I will give you a quotation from some other Upanishad also, which will say that you should not do that yourself. So they will guide us. You see, we have got the Shraddha in the GPS, but we don't have a Shraddha in the GPS of Lord. Lord is guiding that our life should be like this, but we don't have Shraddha. Pata nahi, 5400 saal pehle Bhagwan ne kaha tha. The model of car is changing every year. This is Kali Yuga, it was said in Dwapar Yuga. Is it applicable or not? Very simple logic. Atma and Anatma was there also. The same Atma and Anatma is here also. There is no change in the five great elements and there is no change in the Atman. So therefore, this Upadesh, this Gita of the Lord is still applicable. So we have satya buddhi in the science. If the science says the distance between sun and moon is this much, we believe. We don't dispute. But when the Shastra says, we say, no, pata nahi kya hoga. Once Akbar said to the Birbal, Birbal, can you tell me the center of the earth? If you tell me, then I will give you prize. Otherwise, you will be behind the bar. Birbal said, yes, sir. Jahapana abhi batata hun. Took a stick in the court. And he put a stick there. He said, this is the center. You measure it, find out whether it is wrong or not. You can't measure. Therefore, this is correct. Very good. So we have to have Shraddha. We have Shraddha everywhere, except the Guru. But you have to have Shraddha in the Guru also. What is this Shraddha? That is Shraddha, faith or belief, which will take you to the Vastu. That is Shraddha, which will take you to the Vastu. You see that the difference, there is a difference between belief and Shraddha. I have told earlier also in my Gita class. In belief, we believe in the God, but we don't want to know God. Who is Krishna? I believe in Krishna, but I don't want to know who is Krishna. That is belief. And Shraddha is that I believe in Lord Krishna and I want to know Lord Krishna also. That means belief plus action is Shraddha. We have to believe and at the same time we have to act. Similarly, Lord has said, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparah sanyatindriya. Sanyatindriya and tatparah, you have to also act also. So we have to have this faith. You see, many times you will understand this belief and Shraddha. Suppose one of your distant uncle died and he left a will that my nephew will get $10,000. You have not seen him. If the doubt comes, kyun chhod ke gaya? Is there any plan behind it? He has left 10,000 of asset, maybe 100,000 liability. See, if I accept it, then I will be liable for his liabilities also. Sunset, doubt has come. Or the next course may be, I believe he has left. He was a good person, he might have left for me also 10,000. But I don't act. I don't act to take that money, to claim that money. It's belief. And when I believe and act to take that money, it is called Shraddha. So what is Shraddha? Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya Satya Buddhi Avadharana. The first line says, Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya Satya Buddhi Avadharana. Guru Vakya, who will explain me Shastra? Guru will explain. And what is this Shastra? Shastra, all the statements are explained by Guru. Avadharana, understand. It is always said, you listen Shastra, Guru Mukhat. From the Guru you listen. Otherwise you may misinterpret. And it is must. You have got no choice there. I was once also thinking, first time when I went to Chinmay Mission, that all Upanishad, Gurudev has written commentary, why go to Swami and Swamini? They also read the same thing. I brought all the Upanishad. Then started reading. I really read it, all of them. Then I came to the conclusion that all the rishis are pagal. They are mad people. Sometimes they say Atma chalta hai, sometimes they bolte nahi chalta hai. Sometimes they say the Atman is the anu se anu, chota se chota hai. And sometimes they say, Mahato man. Bigger than the biggest. What is this? Then I came to one Swamini Amma was there. What is this written? This contradictory statement. In the same verse it is written. It's not after 2-3 verses. In the same verse it is contradictory statement. And she said to me, you have to come to the class. Come to the class, you will understand. We will explain you. And then I started coming to the class. And I also came to the conclusion, unless you listen in Guru Parampara, they know the exact meaning of each Atman word coming in Bhagavad Gita. Here Atman means Atma, here Atman means mind, here Atman means body. Who will tell me? So you have to know it by Guru. I mean the Guru will explain you. And what will should be your understanding? Satya Buddhi Avadharna. This is true. Satya Buddhi has to be there. Whatever is said by Guru and whatever is written in the Shastra is true. I may not be able to understand it because my intellect is not so much subtle. I have to make my mind more pure, more subtle, so that I can understand 100%. Satya buddhi avadharana. Satya buddhi means idam ittham eva. It is only this way. There is no other way. This is satya buddhi. Apni buddhi mat lagao. Satya buddhi. Whatever is said in the Shastra, whatever Guru says, true. So Shraddha is a belief pending discovery. If you doubt, your journey is stopped. Khatam. Shraddha is a belief pending discovery. You will discover provided you act. Any knowledge starts with the faith and ends with experience. Any knowledge starts with the faith and then it will end in experience. If that be so, then why don't you believe that Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, I am Atma Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma? Why don't you believe? Believe it and go forward. Act on it. You will reach there. Why do you doubt? Don't doubt it. Then further it is said, even if you are Medhavi, Vidwan, Shastrajya, you know grammar, you know logic, still it is said, don't try to enter into the Shastra, Adhyatma Shastra yourself. Chandogya Upanishad says, Shastrajyopi Swatantrena Brahmanveshanam na kuryat. Don't do it. Even if you are Shastrajya, Shastrajya means Shastri, Shastri means one who knows the grammar and the logic, one who knows the commentary, who knows the tippani, tika, bhartika. You know all these things. So you are called Shastri. You have got a title Shastri, na? Shastri. Even if you are Shastri, Shastrajya, still don't try. So have faith in the Shastra and Guru. And follow their instruction. And Lord also has the same thing, Shraddha Vanlapate Jnana, we have seen that. Appai Dikshi says in Siddhanta Lesh Sangraha that there can be difference of opinion about the superimposition on the substratum. Superimposition, there is a Brahman as a substratum, and there is a superimposition of world. Then after that we remove that it, we call it adhyarop and apvad. If I tell you about the Brahman straight way, you may not understand because we are all in the Jagat. So first I have to explain Jagat. What is this Jagat? Then our scripture says Jagat is adhyarop, superimposition on Brahman. Then we explain Panchamahabhut, this, that, and then we bring the Ishwar, because the Brahman, he cannot do anything. So he has to take the help of Maya. How this superimposition has come? Then we bring in Maya. Maya means that which is not there. We bring in Maya to explain this is superimposition. And then we negate. Naiti, 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 we negate. We negate all the superimposition. What remains? The Brahman remains. You reach there. This is how the Shastra says. So this Appai Dikshit says there can be difference of opinion about the superimposition. The theories may be different. Some may say that this is the theory of conditioning, and some may say that this is theory of reflection, Pratibimbavad and Apachedavad. We have studied in our Tattva Bodha class. Is it new word for you? Theory of conditioning and theory of reflection, Pratibimbavad and Avachedvad. We have also studied that the Maya is Brahmashrita, but somebody may know it is not Brahmashrita, it is Jivashrita. You can say that, whatever. But there is no dispute about the truth that the reality is one. There is no dispute anywhere. All darshan, they say that substratum is one, there is no dispute. But the dispute about the superimposition and negation may be different. So have faith in Jiva, Brahma, Ekya, and move forward sadhana. And we have proved on the whiteboard that Tat Tvam Asi, that we have proved. What is the difference between Brahman and Atman? Condition. Brahman conditioned by body is Atman. Atman unconditioned by body is Brahman. Do we have Atman? Sab nahi bolte. Dekho, Atman may be doubt whether we have got simple way. Look, I mean the Mahatma says, do you exist? If you exist, then you are Sat. One part of the Atman, Brahman, we call it Satchidanand Sat. Are you able to see or hear me? Yes, this is the Chit part. Have you ever experienced Anand? Yes. But through object, emotions and thought we have. Okay. It is the same Anand. The source of Anand is only one. It is coming through these object, emotions and thoughts. So you have experienced Anand also. You exist. You are able to see and hear, that is Chit part. And you have experienced Anand. Therefore, if I call you Satchidanand, कुछ डिफिकल्टी है क्या? मैंने गलत कहा? सच्चिदानंद, सो बिलीव इन दैट. सो व्हाट शुड बी आवर भाव टुवर्ड गुरु, टुवर्ड शास्त्र एंड टुवर्ड ईश्वर? श्रद्धा toward Guru, toward Shastra, and toward Ishwar. So Guru, toward Guru, students should trust Guru for his nobility and unselfishness. He must trust his nobility and unselfishness. He should be indebted to Guru and serve Guru. Why he should be indebted to Guru? Because Guru is not going to charge you any money for that. He is giving you the knowledge which will liberate you. Will you not be indebted? Aapko ek paisa koi deta hai to thank you bolte ho usko. You are obliged. And one who is going to give you the knowledge which will liberate you, and he is not charging you anything, are you not indebted? You are indebted. Then what should I do? How should I serve? It's not the serving his feet. It's not that serve. You have to spread the knowledge. If you have gained the knowledge, you have to spread the knowledge. That is how the Guru-Sishya Parampara goes on. When you see in the Diwali time, when we light one lamp with the another lamp, there is a master lamp, another one is lit. If both are kept together, can you find a difference between the light of two? No, there is no difference. Now this light can again light others. So it is expected from the student that he will serve. Serve in the means? Spread the knowledge, that's all. Now in spreading the knowledge, you can help in different ways. It's not necessary that everybody who gets the knowledge will be able to teach. May not happen so. But you can help in the spreading the knowledge in various ways. There are various methods, various ways you can serve. Shastra. Many have crossed this sansar by studying this shastra. Many have crossed this sansar. Please help me, protect me, bless me by your word of wisdom. O Shastra, please bless me by word of wisdom so that I can understand. This should be the bhav toward the Shastra. And what about the Ishwar? You are Lord, ruler, governor of cosmos. I don't see you. Please guide me. Please remove all my obstacles so that I can realize. He can do that because he is Karmaphal Data. He knows what is needed, what is not needed, what obstructions are going to come. He can remove the obstruction. So this should be bhav in the case of Shraddha. Now comes the Samadhana.
सर्वदा स्थापनं बुद्धेः
सर्वदा स्थापनं बुद्धेः
शुद्धे ब्रह्मणि सर्वथा
शुद्धे ब्रह्मणि सर्वथा
तत्समाधानमित्युक्तं
तत्समाधानमित्युक्तं
न तु चित्तस्य लालनम्
न तु चित्तस्य लालनम्
सर्वदा स्थापनं बुद्धेः
शुद्धे
ब्रह्मणि सर्वथा तत्समाधानमित्युक्तं न तु चित्तस्य लालनम्
समाधानम् व्हाट इज द समाधानम् इट इज सेड इन तत्त्वो चित्त एकाग्रता. It was said in Tattvabodh, definition given by Shankaracharya was only one, Chitta Ekagrata. But more elaborate Shankaracharya is giving here, Sarvada Sthapanam Buddhe Suddhe Brahmani Sarvata Tat Samadhanam Vityuktam. That is Samadhanam. What is this Samadhan? Sam plus A plus Dhanam. Samadhanam means Sam plus A plus Dhanam. Sam means samyak, well. A means samantat, withdrawn from all sides. Samyak, then A samantat, withdrawn from all might. Dhanam, placing. This is samadhanam. So mind should be withdrawn from all side by sam, dam, uparati, titiksha and shraddha. Then it should be placed. Placed where? Placed in Suddha Brahmani. Not anywhere else. In Suddha Brahmani it should be placed. Natu chittasya lalanam. Natu chittasya lalanam. Lalanam is cuddling. Like we take baby or a small child and cuddle. Play. And whatever baby want, we give. But don't do with the mind same thing. Na chittasya lalanam. With the baby you can do everything. You play with the baby, you cuddle, whatever baby wants, okay, you take this also. But natu chittasya lalanam, don't do it with the mind. With the mind you should be strict. Mind should be under my control. And you should say, obey whatever I say. You have to do whatever I say, do as I say. So this calm mind is needed for chitta ekagrata. Sarvada. Sarvada means always. When you are sitting on the meditation seat, that at time your mind should always be placed in Shuddha Brahmani, not anything else at that time. Sarvada. And sarvatha in all conditions. Sarvada means always. Sarvatha means in all conditions that should be placed in Shuddha Brahmani. So mind absorb in the study of Shastra is also Samadhan. Because we have withdrawn our mind and placed in the study of the Shastra, which will take us to the Brahman. So this is also Samadhanam. But watching TV and all that, that is not Samadhanam. And also Mahatma also warned. Somebody say, hum to Bhagwan ke avatar ka hum chintan karte hain, unka dhyan karte hain. But they want, never meditate on the Mohini avatar of Lord Vishnu. Don't do that. Mohini avatar. So don't meditate on the Mohini avatar. Very good. Then, who can assist me in this samadhanam? Patanjali Yoga Sutra says, Yam and Niyam will help you in samadhanam. What is Yam? What is Niyam? It is said, Ahimsa Satya Asteya Brahmacharya Apigraha Aparigraha is Yama. Ahimsa, not harming any being, not any person. Not any being by kaya, vacha, mansa. Not hurting by pushing anybody or by speaking some harsh word or even by thinking ill about somebody. Kaya, vacha, mansa, ahimsa, satyam. And you should always speak truth. What is this truth? An udveg karam vakyam. Priyam cha hitam cha. Anudveg karma. It should not be hurt others. And that should be priyam, said in the pleasant way. And that should be in the benefit. It should be beneficial to other. Hitam. Satyam. Asteya. Don't steal. Don't steal. That is, we have gotten a copyright. Anything. Copyright. Even Basmati rice, I think somebody is claiming in America it is patented here, copyright. Hello, India ka saman yaha, copyright America. Copyright. Asteya. Then Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means you should control your senses. Brahmacharya is the celibacy for the sadhus, for the mahatmas, for sannyasis is total celibacy, but that does not mean for the grihastha. Grihastha celibacy means control. You should have control on your senses. And aparigraha, don't collect too many things. Aparigraha, because they are taking space in your mind. How? In India, in each flat, you will find above the bathroom, there is a loft. Because the bathroom, you need only 6 foot. And the ceiling is 10 foot there. So what you will do with the 4 feet there? Loft. So whatever things you want to keep it there, all the suitcases, or the burnt toaster, and iron, and everything, you keep it there. And suppose you buy a new iron, after that, the same model, same thing, something is broken. You remember. Space is already occupied here. Oh, ek to udhar pada hai, usko nikalo, dekho usko and fit karo. So it takes the space. So aparigraha. Then the niyam is saucha, santosa, tapa, swadhyaya, iswar, pranidhana. Saucham, saucham means the purity outside and inside. Outside purity, body purity, and inside purity is the mind. Mind should be pure. Saucham. Then comes the santos. Be contented with whatever you have got. That contentment never comes. That is the problem. Santos, tapa. Tapa, austerity. You have got the things with you. I explained the difference between tapa and tatiksha. Tapa is the food is available, but I am not eating. It is breath. Aaj nahi khayenge. It's not that I have got no food in the house. But in tatiksha, food is not there. But I have to bear it. I have to endure it. Tapa, swadhyaya, and you should study the scriptures every day. This should be the niyam. And Ishwar pranidhana, and you should surrender to the Lord, Ishwar, Ishwar pranidhana. So this is samadhanam. Sarvada sthapanam buddhe suddhe brahmani sarvatha. Sarvada means when you are sitting on the meditation seat, at that time, your mind should be absorbed in the Suddha Brahman, in the Brahman only. Tat samadhanam iti yuktam natu chittasya lalanam. Don't allow your mind or don't give whatever the mind demands. Meditation seat par baithe hain, copy. Arre chup, baitho abhi. Abhi yahan to copy nahi milega. Withdraw. It will go 1001 times outside. You bring it back again and again and again.
Ahankaradi dehantan. Ahankaradi dehantan. Bandhanagyanakalpitan.
Bandhanagyanakalpitan.
Swasvarupavabodhena moktumichchamumukshuta ahankaradi dehantan bandhanagyanakalpitan swasvarupavabodhena moktum
iccha mumukshuta. So what is mumukshuta? Here he says, moktum iccha mumukshuta. I want to get liberated. This desire is called mumukshuta. Liberation from what? Liberation from myself. What is this liberation? So it is said, bondage is not outside. Where is the bondage? Bondage is inside. Amrit Bindu Upanishad says, man ev manushyanam bandha mocha karanam. Man, the mind. Mind itself is the karan for the bandha and moksha. Both are here. Man ev manushyana, mind alone, nothing else. Man ev means alone. Man ev manushyana, all manushya. Bandha, moksha, karana. Bandhan and moksha are in the head only. How it is in head? It is, I am slave of my desires and habit. Are we not? This is bandhan. I am slave of my desires and habit. This is bandhan. And one who understands this, that this is my bandhan, he is different from other people. The moment you come to know that I am the servant and the slave of my habits, and my desire, then you immediately become different from others. How that happens? From the common man you are different. What is this bondage? it is said ahankaradi dehantan is the bandha. Ahankaradi dehantan bandha. Bandha is from ahankar to deha. What is this ahankara? In Drigya Drishya Vivek we studied. That is the definition given in Tattva Bodha. When the body and the Atman comes into contact, then there comes ahankar. And we saw the example, when the sun and the water comes into the contact, what comes? Clouds come. And what the cloud does? It covers sun. Is it not so? Similarly, when there is a tadatma, tadatma is the identification with the body and Atman, then what happens? The ego will come, and this ego will cover Atman. This ego has covered our Atman. We are infinite aham, but this ego says, I am limited aham. I am only this much. Remove this ego, you are infinite aham. Aham. I consider myself as body, mind and intellect. Is it not? This is Atman. Therefore, at the body level, I experience heat and usna, sukh dukh at mind level, man and apman at intellect level. We experience this. Because we consider, we give reality to this. But the more serious problem, our Rishi Muni says, is the ahankar. Ahankar is the more serious problem. Because Rishi found out that this in ahankar, we have got I and my. Aham karta iti ahankar, I is there. And since we think we are limited, our I is the ego is the limited, and now I want to expand. Real identity is? I am infinite. From the limited, I am trying to become infinite by collecting many, many possessions. This is my house, my car, my people, my children, my spouse, this, other. I am trying to increase my limited ego by these possessions. This is the serious problem. I and my. And the same problem Arjuna also faced. When he went to the battlefield, he said, aham esam mam eti. Main ka hun, Dronacharya, Bhishma Pita, wo mere hain. That was the problem, that's all. Aur kuch problem nahi tha. And the same problem is continuing with us also. Ye mere hain, main unka hun. And in the process, we forgot the who was with us in all our lives. Permanent relative we have forgotten. And we have accepted all temporary relatives. Is it not so? They are all related to us in this life only. Mere bacche, mere mata pita. These are all relations of this life only. But the Lord is related to us. He is permanent relative. Usko bhool gaye hum log sab. We have forgotten. So how Ajnani solved this problem? Ajnani solves this problem outside only. Problem is inside. Bandhan is inside. Bandhan is in the mind. Problem is here. But we sort it out outside. Kushwa, garbalwa, chalo outside. That is all temporary solution. It's not permanent solution. But for this permanent solution, you have to come to Guru. Chinmay Mission, you have to come. Wo nahi aate, but sometimes they come. When the problem is acute, tab thoda sa aate hain. But temporary. Thoda sa bataiye kuch kar dijiye. See, they are bhubutsu also. They don't want to leave bhog also. Mumuchu and bhubutsu. When thoda sa problem hota hai bhog mein, then they come, run to the Swamiji, chalo, Swamiji, kuch batao, kya, kaise karein, solve karein. Very good. How this bondage has come? It is said, agyan kalpitan. The cause of the bondage is agyan kalpitan. It is because of our ignorance. What is ignorance? Our ignorance is, this body is Atman. I am body, mind and intellect. This is agyanam. And do you know, this body, mind and intellect is also created by agyana. What was the definition given of the sthul sarir and sukshma sarir? Panchikrit sthul sarir is panchikrit panchamahabhutai kritam satkarma janyam. We need only satkarma janyam. And sukshma sarir apanchikrit panchamahabhutai kritam satkarma janyam. Satkarma janyam is common in both. And what is this karma? Karma is coming because of the avidya. That we have seen many times. Because of the vasana, because of the avidya, the karma is coming. So this body's cause is also agyan. The moment I get realized, there is no more rebirth. The cause of the body is also agyan. And who has ordered this body? I have ordered according to my actions. According to my desires, I want this, I want this, I want this. I have given this order. Can this ignorance be removed? Shankaracharya says, swa-swarupa avabodhena. Yes, it can be removed. Swa-swarupa avabodhena. If you come to know your own true nature, swa-swarupa avabodhena. So know your true nature and you get liberation. So three questions are answered by Shankaracharya here. What is bondage? Ahankaradi dehanta. This is the bondage. Why is this bondage? Ajnana kalpitam. It is because of the ignorance. How can I get liberated? Swa swarupa avabodhena. If you come to know your true nature, then you can get it. So the cause of the problem is mind. It is foolish to think that body, mind and intellect is Atman. This is all inert, all perishable items. It's not Atman. But we think this is this. We think I am doer. All these things can be removed by the knowledge of the self. So mukshu can get it. Now there are various types of mumuchu that we will take up in our next class. And now it's 25. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.